There's a new report card that was released today that grades Canadian cities on, family friendliness. The whole issue is something that I know is on the minds more and more of people. The Institute of Marriage and Family Canada releasing Canada's top family-friendly cities. Please welcome to the program one of the co-authors of the study.
Andrea, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Let's back things up a little bit here. Why the report card on family friendliness? Is this something that we were lacking in Canada?
Well, we looked around and we saw a lot of indices that look at one or two factors, things like the business climate or perhaps the environment, all worthwhile. But I think families are looking for something different, and we are quite transient as Canadians today, and we have a large country. So the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada thought we would put factors into one report card, factors we thought would be important for families. So that would be all the information you need in one place, say if you're facing a move or wondering about to your own city in Canada.
What were the five main categories that you used to grade the cities in Canada?
We looked at five main categories and then subdivided those. So the categories were community feel, and that's one I can get into more detail. It's an interesting one if you like. Just looks at what your community looks like, but trying to get at it from the statistical level. Education choice, so do you have options for your kids at school? Cost of living, because a great community feel isn't worth much if you can't afford to live there. Also economic strength, which was a factor that looked at employment factors and average incomes, for example, also the average tax take. And then a category we called family independence. And so that there we looked at, are you taking time to care for your senior citizens and your family and for your kids? Unpaid work in that regard, we wanted to value it and say not everything that's valuable is paid. So we looked at that. And we also looked at the percentage of children living with their own married parents as something that contributes to family strengths and stability.
How does one gauge the feel of a community?
Yeah, it's a little bit hard. As we discussed it, obviously, you know, here in Ottawa, I see street parties sometimes, and that's not something you can look at statistically. So what we did was look at the percentage of tax filers who give to charity as an indication you're concerned about the world around you. We also looked at stability. So if you've lived in the community for 5 years or more, I called every census metropolitan area in our index to ask about park space and the kilometers of bike paths and the number of community centers. We also included crime there. So we thought families would want to know whether a community is safe, and we used the homicide rate as an indicator of that as a proxy for other crime-related problems. And then we included also the median commute distance. So how far do you have to travel to work, understanding that if you're in the car for 2 hours every day, it just detracts from the amount of time you can spend with your family.
What community got the best rating? Who got the A+?
Oh, well, there wasn't an A+. We had five A cities, and those were Calgary, Edmonton, Guelph, Kitchener, and Vancouver. And then Moncton came in very, very close in the B+ range. We had no A- cities, so it goes from A to B+. So Moncton did very well in New Brunswick there.
Why isn't Moncton so darn family-friendly?
I think that, looking across the grading here in the report, there's a lot of high marks. You do have on that homicide rate, a low homicide rate, so low crime, that got an A. Cost of gas is apparently lower than the rest of the country. The average rent
Don't
is lower.
Don't tell me that one. That's our little secret.
Oh, okay, well, we'll keep it just between you and me then.
Fair enough.
The average owner, people paying less for their mortgages there. So a number of strengths and really not that many weaknesses. Perhaps a weakness on the provincial level. The provincial government doesn't fund school choice, which would have been a positive factor for us. Another C grade, which is about as low as we go. There's Fs for really outstanding low results. No city got F in the country, by the way, but we did give some Fs for certain categories. But in Moncton, there was a C for the consumer price index. So that would mean that the goods you're paying for every day are slightly more expensive. But you still ended up with a solid B+.
interesting that we have the cheapest gas in most of the country anyway, and the price we're paying for goods is more expensive. I've never been able to understand that. But anyway.
I haven't been able to myself, I must admit.
Now, our nearest neighbor, St. John, not doing as well as Moncton did.
No, it didn't. It got a few more C's and even an F. St. John got an F in population growth, I guess a low rate of population growth, a little bit weaker in the economic strengths category. So the unemployment rate, not as good. So those were some of the factors that brought St. John down.
Is this the first time that you've put together this report card?
It is the first time, and it's the data is based on 2006 census data. So we hope to do it from census to census. So that's something we hope to make into a bit of a comparison item for the years to come.
You touched on it at the beginning, but I'd like for you to expand on it a little bit, Andrea. How useful is this information for people? What would they use it for?
Well, myself, I've been faced with moves across the country before in my life, so I think this is the sort of thing that a family could really look at and say, you know, in comparison, how are different cities across the country doing on these factors? We're very transparent also in how we came to the factors, and what that means is that even if you disagree with us and our reasoning, you can read what that is, and then you say, perhaps we gave something an A, but you don't like our reasoning on how we got there. Well, you can just flip it then and say, okay, well, that's something I would give an F, and you can still use the report card from that standpoint. So we really have written it all out there for people to be able to use if they are looking at a cross-country move, that sort of thing.
I don't mean to throw a curveball at you here, but did Moncton get the best rating in Atlantic Canada?
Well, that is a good question, and I would have to go through the report card. There's 33 cities here. I'd have to scan. I think it got the best in Atlantic Canada, the Maritimes there, yep.
So then we can hang our hat on that and hopefully make some improvements and get into that A category next year.
Exactly, yeah. For the next census, that would be another idea that we'd like to do the benchmark so that people can look at their strengths and keep those and then look at their weaknesses and improve, just like any report card.
When you look at these statistics, are they based per capita?
Some of them are, right? So when you call around and ask about bike paths, we did that as a kilometers... that wouldn't be per capita, but the homicide rate, for example, is per 100,000 population. So, for example, a place like Regina probably doesn't have that much crime, but they do have some homicides and a low population, so that one's per capita.
And that was just to lead me to my next question. When you're comparing Moncton to places like Calgary and Vancouver, you have to do it on some sort of handicap scale.
Well, yeah, precisely. And we do have in the report at the beginning the best small cities, the best medium-sized cities, and the best large cities. So actually Moncton is in the top three small cities, along with Barrie, Ontario, and Guelph, Ontario.
We're way better than those cities.
No comment.
I've been to them both. Andrea, I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
That is Andrea Morozek. She is one of the study co-authors of this report.